Going to have some more wrestling action here for you at the Casey Center. Going to go down on mat number 6. Going to have Jacob McGargill of Shenandoah, 53-0, the 2 seed. He's a senior going up against the 15 seed. Cale Hutchinson, a senior of Albia, 47-13. We're going to get going here down at center circle and shake hands, and we're going to wrestle. Collar tie here on the right side into an underhook here is McGargill. Now goes a front hand and arm position here. Front hand and arm trying to be able to bounce the head, trying to be able to work his way around. Minute 47 left here again. Front hand and arm trying to bring in the pressure in forward. Now into a Russian tie. Collar tie onto the right side. Nothing here. Ward now front hand and arm position here for Hutchinson. Now back to an underhook on the left side here for McGargill. Bringing the pressure in. Snap and go. Now again tries to be able to shuck it by. Still in onto this underhook. Shot attempt here from Hutchinson. McGargill trying to be able to bounce his way around. Works his way towards the edge of the mat. Now trying to bring a mat return back down and secure himself a takedown. And Will right there for 3. Nice job from McGargill. Just keeps his feet moving. Gets himself a takedown for 3. And now leads here 3-0 with a minute 5 left in this first period. Sagging onto the right side here. Just holding in onto the ankle here. Now looking to be able to maybe get himself a cheap tilt. 55 seconds left here in this first period. Chop and jam onto the right side. Rolling into a wrist. 45 seconds left here, wrestling onto the edge of the mat. McGargill now trying to be able to hip his way over, has a power half locked in with a leg. Now trying to be able to get some points on a turn here. 36 seconds left here. Now hooks a leg in onto the left side here, has a deep half in, just needs to be able to work his way through on it, and Hutchinson does a good job of being able to turn his head the other way, peels the hand. 20 seconds left here. Still leads here 3-0 with 18 seconds. Now with a bear claw ride, here is McGargill. Trying to be able to break the hips down here. Chop and jam onto the right side. Now again, McGargill looking to be able to get a tilt. He's going to get some near fall points here, but right again, Hutchinson trying to work his way off the backside. Going to be 2 near fall for McGargill, going to lead now here 5-0. It's going to be Hutchinson's choice. Hutchinson's going to defer. McGargill is going to choose neutral. 5-0. Underhook here on the left side. Trying to be able to work his way in here forward. Tries to be able to break off on the wrist. Still in on this underhook here on the left side. Minute 44. Now goes to upper body position here. Got it wrapped in here tight. Looks like a headlock attempt coming from Hutchinson. He's going to give himself another takedown here for 3 and leads here 8-0. Half onto the right side. Trying to be able to scoop this leg up here, leading here 8-0 with a minute 25 left in the second period. Hutchinson trying to be able to build his base back up here. McGargill looking for a power half. Minute 12 left here in this second period. Hutchinson trying to be able to grab onto this leg. McGargill trying to be able to stretch out here. Minute 02 left here in this second period, still leading 8-0. 50 seconds left here. McGargill trying to be able to scoop the head here. Has both legs locked in here. Trying to be able to punch the arm here forward. Hutchinson not being able to build a base whatsoever. 40 seconds left. McGargill Hill leads again here 8-0. They're going to call a stalemate call and go back to the center. McGargill again leads here 8-0. Hutchinson still on bottom. Hutchinson will get set. McGargill will cover. Chop and jam on the left side. Now goes up to his feet here. It's Hutchinson, 30 seconds left. Up to his feet here. Now trying to be able to scoot his way back here and get himself in on a tilt. No near fall just yet. Going to be close. Going to get one swipe. Going to get another swipe. Going to get at least 2. Now going to lead here 10-0. Now over on mat number one, we're going to have 175. Now Lundville of Glenwood, the 10 seed, going to have Blake Mather, the senior from West Delaware, 32-6, going down on mat number one at 175. McGargill still leads down here, looking for another tilt attempt. Leads here now 8-0. Going to go in to the next period. Still around mat number one, call our tie here for Lundville. Lundville and Mather. Mather in on a Russian tie, now goes to a high crotch here. Picks up Lundville. Lundville trying to be able to hand fight here as he's elevated into the air. Lundville trying to be able to stay onto his feet here, and they're going to go out of bounds. Nice job there from Lundville, being able to fight. And they're going to go out of bounds. High crotch attempt here coming from Mather. Now to a headlock position here. And trying to be able to roll through on McGargill. Still has this headlocked in through. No points rewarded yet. Now McGargill is going to pop his head out of the backside. He's going to lead here now 11-0 with a minute 30 left in this period, in the match. Now back over on mat number one. Still 0-0. In on underhook on the right side is Lundville. Trying to break their way back to the center. Still at the center here. Collar tie on the left side for Mather. Heavy on the head here again is Mather. Lundville still staying at the center. Going to be a stall warning here on Hutchinson. 1 minute left here. 11-0 lead here for McGargill. Still staying at the center. Over on mat number one. Lundville trying to be able to close the gap here on Mather. 1 minute left here. 45 seconds left here in this first period. McGargill now has Hutchinson onto his back, trying to be able to elevate and stretch his way out here to get some more near fall points. They're going to go out of bounds over on mat number one and come back to the center. No points rewarded yet for some near fall here. 37 seconds left here for McGargill. Back over on mat number one, still again 0-0. Lundville trying to be able to close the gap here in. Back in on a collar tie. 18 seconds left here. Shot fake coming here from Mather. Still working down on the edge of the mat. Still going to stay here at the center. Back down on mat number six. McGargill still leading here 11-0. Trying to be able to maybe look for some more near fall. Going to be a second stall warning on Hutchinson. Now looking to be able to get a couple more near fall, and that's going to do it. McGargill wins by major decision over Hutchinson 12-0, and will move his way to the quarterfinals tomorrow. Now we're going to be down here back on mat number one. And again, it's going to be Lundvold's going to choose bottom. Mather will cover. Lundvold gets right up to his feet super quick here. He's going to get himself an escape for one. Now leads here 1-0 down on mat number one with a minute 50 left here in this first period. Shoots Mather off, and we're going to go back to the center. Lundvold trying to be able to find his way to a quarter final. Going to go back to the center. Collar tie onto the right side. High crotch attempt here coming from Mather. He's got the shot in deep. Lundville trying to be able to roll through on this. Still has the leg locked up. Trying to be able to keep his hips up. 45, minute 40 left here. And there's going to be a takedown for three for Mather. Mather now leads again here 3-1. Lundville trying to be able to build the base and get back up to his feet. Collar tie on the right side. Chop and jam on the right side for Mather. Lundville again getting up to his feet. And he's going to get himself an escape for one. 3-2, minute 14 left here in this second period. Like to see Lundville find his way to get in onto a shot. Still bringing pressure in. Lundville looks to go for a slide bite attempt. Isn't able to get it. Now into on a Russian tie. Still bringing pressure in forward. Needs a still pressure in. Tried to be able to find something out of this Russian tie. 52 seconds left here. They're going to go out there on the edge of the mat and go back to the center. Lundville still going to a collar tie on the right side. Down here 3-2. Bringing a lot of pressure in forward. Heavy collar tie on the right side. Looking to lower his elevation, get back into these Russian ties. 3-2, 33 seconds left here. Pressuring in forward here again with 40, 25 seconds left here. Slide by attempt there coming from Lumble. Just needs to keep circling his hips through. Has it locked up if he's able to go, and he still had a chance, and they're going to go out of bounds. Lundvall was able to have it. Just needed to keep moving his feet, but just ran out of room on the edge of the mat. 15 seconds left here in this second period. Lumble now going in on collar tie onto the right side. Now Lumble gets himself in onto a shot, trying to be able to finish this with 3 seconds left. And now down over on mat number 7, before it even could get started, Kohler of Glenwood was able to get a fall down on mat number 7 and will be moving on to his quarterfinals match. Minute I blink, he's over there already wrestling. Within 20 seconds, he's able to get himself the fall as Kohler. But again, Lundvall and Mather still in on a tight match here. He's going to let, he lets him up to his feet. And we're going to continue to wrestle here down at the center. Kohler again didn't even get that match call that happened so fast. Was able to get himself a fall in the first period. Outside single attempt here coming from Lumble, trying to be able to elevate this. Abel just loses it, rolls through, and they're going to go out of bounds. Mather just uses some athleticism there and rolls through, and he's able to get himself out of bounds. 4-2, still the score. Minute 32 left here again. Kohler wins by fall in the first 20 seconds of that match over on mat number 7. We'll stick here down on mat number 1. And again, stall warning happening on Mather down on mat number 1. Lundvall still trying to bring the pressure in forward. Minute 14 left here again. Collar tie onto the right side. 4-2. Kohler now with another shot attempt. Minute 05 left. Lundvall trying to be able to get himself a takedown and ride it out here. He's had a couple shot attempts here, running down to the last minute. One stall call on Mather. 4-2 again in the lead here. Shot attempt there coming from Lundvall. Lundvall still got to go. Collar tie again into a Russian tie. Now goes to an over-under position. Now goes to a fireman's carry. Still staying onto his feet. 40 seconds, 38 seconds left here in this match. Lumble trying to just needs to keep bringing pressure in forward. Another shot attempt here. Got to be close to getting another stall call, but 32 seconds left here. Lumble's got to be able to go, and he's got to go fast. Still in on this match. Down here 4-2. Collar tie onto the right side. Snap and go here. Try to be able to go around here, but Mather's able to work his way back out onto Lundvall. Lundvall was in on a good chance on a shot, but going to be a takedown for 3 for Mather. Lundvall was just right there, had it, but Lundvall again uses the athleticism, but up to his feet again is Lundvall. Lundvall trying to be able to work something here, and they're going to go out of bounds, get shoved out of bounds. Lundvall goes back to the center, 7-3, 5 seconds left here. Kind of loses their balance, and Lumble trying to be able to work something here. 45 seconds left, still pressuring in forward. Going to be one green, and that's going to do it. Mather is going to be able to pick up the victory 7-4 over Lumble. What a great match that was, and just was not able to finish that. Had a chance right towards the end, but was not able to get it. Lumble will now go to the second round consolations. But now we'll get another match here for you in just a little bit with Boothie of Glenwood. He's going to be up here on mat number 5. We'll bring it back to you in just a moment from the Casey Center.